Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
You know, 5 years ago, Edgewood and Vincent standout Jackson Cowden won the men's champ flight. He beat last year's champion Nick Burris in 37 holes. Jackson now has a club pro future out in front of him. That's his goal. He's working currently under a Cascade pro Aaron Craig. This weekend, of course, match play commences in the 93rd annual event. Fairways and greens, like I always say. And Jackson talks to me about the setup.
Greens are rolling a little quicker than normal. The fairways are luscious. I know the maintenance crew has been working really hard. James Richardson is our superintendent. He is on his first year being the head superintendent, kind of adding his own touch to the golf course. He's mixing it up, letting some areas grow up a little taller. I heard the greens were rolling a little smoother, a little quicker, putting some new pin placements out there that can really, really challenge the guys. And, you know, you can make a three or make a five very easily right now.
That is former city champion Jackson Cowden, and well, it boils down to the short stick, doesn't it, huh? On those greens. Well, the four-game set in Milwaukee begins tonight for the Reds. Put up or shut up, pregame at 7:40. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, some unfinished training still on the docket sheet here in Bloomington for two-time defending NCAA three-meter champion Andrew Capobianco and former Hoosier All-American Michael Hixon. The duo have been working at the C-back before Drew Johansson's crew leaves for San Francisco Sunday and then on to Tokyo. Andrew, one of the younger divers on Team USA, no question, but boy, is he loaded with talent. He'll be competing in both the 3-meter springboard and the 3-meter synchro with Hixon. His experience today, well, it's been a dream, as he was telling us on Zoom recently.
We've been working really hard, and with the extra year, it definitely gave me a little bit more confidence going into it, because I am definitely one of the younger competitors, so I think that was definitely a good thing for me. It just gives me confidence moving forward. I think that Drew has just done such a great job with me physically, but more importantly, mentally. I think that I've become just like a very strong competitor and a much more confident competitor. I think that my first few years, I was a little bit doubtful of myself. Now I definitely see that I can definitely be one of the best in the world. So I'm excited.
And we're excited as well for Andrew Capobianco, along with the former Hoosier All-American, Michael Hixon, and Jessica Parado. Four games before the All-Star break. Reds in Milwaukee tonight. Pre-game at 7:40. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com.